Wildcat Football.
David is back in Champaign. Time now for our Big Ten Cats player profile. It's sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Back at our studios in Chicago, we say good afternoon to Mark Carman.
And good afternoon to you, Dave. Though the Wildcats didn't score a touchdown last weekend against Michigan State, Jeff Budzien's field goals made him Northwestern football's all-time leading scorer. But NU's senior kicker has meant so much more to the Evanston community. And as Jordan Burnfield tells us, he scored as many points off the field as he has on it. You know.
You know, the scouts always ask me about specialists. So is he a kicker or is he a football player? Which one is he? And, you know, there's no question that Jeff's a football player and an incredibly well-rounded football player. And, you know, we're really, really proud of what he's accomplished and look forward to watching his future success as it unfolds.
Jeff Budzien may be known as Northwestern's kicker, but as Pat Fitzgerald knows, he's much more than a football player. While waiting for former kicker Stephen Demos to graduate, Budzien didn't kick his first 2 years on campus. That's when he thought about how he could impact his community.
I didn't want to be the guy that comes and gets a scholarship and then is lazy and wastes it and it doesn't impact, you know, the community or the team even better. But so I just want to make sure I was doing my part and holding up, you know, my end of the bargain because Northwestern invests a lot of money in a scholarship.
So he got right to work. He taught swimming classes at the local YMCA on Tuesday and Thursday nights. He got involved at the Northwestern University Special Olympics, eventually ascending to a committee chair member. And he volunteered his time at local elementary schools. At first, it was Jeff's way of finding focus while not contributing on the football field, but it quickly became his passion.
As I've got more involved in the community, it's such a rewarding thing for me. So selfishly, it's almost more fun for me to go and help out with Special Olympics or go eat lunch with some kids from a, you know, elementary school. To me, that's almost, you know, more fun than almost all the stuff I'm doing outside of football. So, you know, at first I kind of did it just to be a valuable and a good Samaritan, and then now it's kind of doing it because I have fun with it.
But Zine became so focused on his volunteer work that his teammates took notice. In the offseason, Northwestern football players participate in a competition called The Winning Edge. It not only challenges them in workouts, but also rewards points for community service. Long snapper Pat Hickey says that's when his kicker's work took center stage in their locker room.
Jeff, you might not be the best winning edge player in terms of the on-field drill, the agility stuff, and the speed work, but community service points is huge. So Jeff has been a first-round pick out of the whole team. I think there's 10 teams or 8 teams. And so there's only 8 or 10 first-round guys. And the guys that are picked first-round are usually like Benrick and Tony Jones and Nick Van Hoos. But Jeff is always a first-round pick because he gets his team so many community service points because he does it on a, you know, regular basis.
Ask Budzien for a favorite memory, and one in particular stands out. One day while teaching students how to kick and punt at Lincoln Elementary School in Evanston, a fifth grader named Julian Sims approached Jeff to thank him for his time. And when Jeff noticed a bandage on his arm, he knew there was more to his story. It turned out Julian was battling leukemia.
And I was kind of like, dang, man, that's really a bad deal. And that was after the fact. So I reached back out to him and got a Northwestern football and got it and brought it up to Coach Fitz and signed it. And I had our captain sign it. And we got, you know, just some T-shirts in my locker, and, you know, we had a goodie bag for him. So we sent the signed football and everything for his hospital room. So that was the first, you know, thing I did that day. Yeah, I felt pretty bad, you know, hearing about it.
And the gifts didn't stop there. But Zine also arranged for Julian and his brother to run out of the tunnel with the team before the Wildcats took on Minnesota at Ryan Field. And Jeff plans to bring some of his teammates with him for another lunch date with Julian at his school. It's that commitment to helping others that Coach Fitzgerald says will be his kicker's legacy at Northwestern.
He's really done a great job off the field. Being the all-time leading scorer, all that stuff, all the great accolades. Off the field, what he's meant to our program has been phenomenal. He's a great teammate. He's incredibly involved on campus and here in the community. And I think he's just a really, really special young man.
And Jeff says he plans to remain active in the community even after football and after he graduates. So no matter where he ends up post-graduation, his new community will undoubtedly be happy to have him. Let's go back to Champaign. Great job by Jordan. Here you go, Dave.
Yeah, no question about that. They will certainly be glad to have him. He's had a wonderful career for the Wildcats.